That's a pretty little tune for a Thursday afternoon. Wild Rivers, Thinking About Love. It's 6 minutes past four. And Eamon Dowling is in the house from Tops at Lifestyle. You know, this is where we introduce you to the wine of the week. And this week, we're introducing you to something very lekker. And we always choose something very, very super. But today, I think, just looking at the presentation of the bottle, you know, this is always a good place to start. It's a fat bastard, but I mean, that's the name of the wine, by the way, in case you didn't know, that by Tyrian Guy. But this is the Golden Reserve. So, Eamon, welcome to the afternoon show again.
Thanks, Dave.
And
great to be here.
And welcome to the fat bastard Golden Reserve. It looks certainly very impressive, the bottle. Nicely understated with that beautiful kind of whimsical hippo on the front and center. Very, very unfussy label. Nice Tyrian Guy header with the big hippo and then the fat bastard Golden Reserve underneath that, and then a tasteful South Africa. And that's it, with a gold foil.
On the top,
it looks lovely, but what's in the bottle?
It's a Cab Merlot blend, Dave, from Robinson Winery. So it's premium select Cab and Merlot, like what we were tasting last week, but a few extras gone into the wines that we were taking last week. So this one is just straight Cab Merlot blend.
Okay.
And the name Tyrian Guy, Dave, is would you believe, it's one French winemaker, and Guy is an importer of wines in the UK. So the two of them are very good friends, and they got together, and they just discovered this wine back in the early 90s. They just made some wine in the south of France in Provence, put some aside in a barrel, left it on its lees for a little bit longer, Then they tasted it, and they said, what a lacquer, not in French terms now, he said, this is a nice, fit bested. In his French accent, that's the way he said it. And hence, this was born.
Wow.
This was born. Now, they make a lot of it in the south of France, so it's exported all over the world from there. But we've got our own spin off it, which they allowed us to do it here in South Africa at Robinson's. So they call it the Golden Reserve, which is a Cab Merlot blend. It's a 2022 vintage from Terry and Guy. So it's Guy Anderson and Terry Bodenhort, I believe his name is.
Wow. Well, what we're going to do right now is, as is tradition, we will quickly pop the cork. I believe it's a cork.
It is, Dave.
And I could see snugly hidden beneath that gold foil. There was no screw cap on that bottle. I've become quite a fan of the screw cap because, as you know, if you don't drink the whole bottle in one sitting,
it's easy to put the cap back on and take another glass of it.
But it's pretty easy to put the cork back as well, I
suppose. And the hippo is there, the hippo that's on is the gold hippo that's on it. And you know what they say about hippos? They like to gulp and gulp and gulp. And that's what this wine does. So when you have a gulp of it, you want to have another gulp.
You won't be able to stop.
Another gulp.
Well, bang goes the news at five. But there it is. Let's take a little gulp, and we'll come back and I'll let you know exactly what it's like, so that you can prepare yourself for your own tasting. And here it is, an article called Busted. The year 3000. The wine of the week is coming up on the other side of this.
Now much has changed.
Call themselves Busted, and that was the year 3000. And we, dear Eamon and I, have been doing what we said we would. We've tasted the Fat Bastard Golden Reserve 2022. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot blend made from specially selected grapes with the aim to produce ripe-flavored and silky-textured wine. And they say the all fruit was gently pressed to retain fruit aromas and character. The wine was aged in small oak barrels to add greater weight and complexity, and it has an intense dark ruby color. Luxurious aromas and flavors of dark berry fruit and plum. Berry fruit and plum. The palate of the wine is rich and full with silky and lasting finish. Now, all of that is present. For what it's worth, and I am not a connoisseur, and I'll tell you that free up front, I just like wine. I find this a little more astringent than
what we have been tasting.
What we have been. When I say astringent, it does tend to pucker the tongue a little
bit, slightly. I think on the mid palate, they've towards the back. Mm. There's that little bit there of the tannins coming through, mm-hmm. but they're not.
No, it's not unpleasant at all. No, it's actually quite fresh. It wakes you up.
It does. It's soft but easy. More easy to drink, like concentrated fruit on the mid palate, going to the back, just sits there and then it's gone. So it kind of lingers a bit then.
I think they've also got with the program when it comes to less wood.
Yes.
As our friend Fridgen is always on about. The South African wine lovers now have got tired of the very heavily oaked or overly wooded.
They've moved away. A lot of the guys are moving away from it.
So this has got it has been aged in small oak barrels. It is there. There is still
a little bit of oak
there. If you enjoy the tint, if you like, the tint of oak, it's there, not certainly overpowering. And a lovely, easy drinking bottle of wine. Right.
It's perfect.
I love your description of what it goes best with. Why don't you give us that again?
Well, they said they reckon it goes with a braised lamb shanks on a bed of Parmesan mash.
Now, that is a first for me, a Parmesan mash. The lamb shank, I could go 100%, and the Parmesan mash I've never found. I'll have to start working out the recipe.
We'll have to speak to the powers that be in their center here and see if they can make a
45
mash.
On each street. That's the because they've got a reputation for extreme excellence, and that would be a dish to sing about. Eh?
Yes, definitely.
So there it is. Good one. Good wine of the week. It's the Fat Bastard Golden Reserve 2022 from Thierry and Guy. Beautiful. What sort of price point?
Dave, it's not bad. $149.99.
Okay. So, there it is. And are you tasting it this weekend?
We'll be tasting it this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, as normal, from 12 to 2 on both days.
So, there it is. That's what I was getting to when I was saying you could taste for yourself before you make up your mind. I think that if you do that exercise, your mind will be well made up and it will be an addition to your cellar that you're going to love. Competitions, how are we doing?
Dave, well, we're running into the last week of our SMEG fridge. So you got this week, this weekend, and next week, and then that's it for a chance to win that lovely SMEG fridge at the front of the store. So you have to purchase any of the products that's on display. There's Fireball liqueur there, whiskey liqueur there. There's Pravda vodka there. There's Honor cognac there. Some gins there. All you have to do, buy any of the products on display, write your name and phone number on the back of the till slip, place it in the entry box behind the till points, and you're in to win.
In it to win it, and that's what they say. You have to be in it to win it, and someone is definitely going to win it, and we will announce the winner
next week.
Maybe next, yeah, on the next week. Looking forward to that. And gosh, there it is. Is there no other competition? Last week there were two. We'll catch up in a week's time.
We'll catch up on the other one. There's another one coming, but I'm just waiting for it to be confirmed with the supplier. So this is also going to be a one-off.
Ah.
It's going to be extremely, extremely beautiful prize if they...
If you pull it together.
If we pull it together.
Well, we'll hold thumbs for that. And once again, if you just joined us, Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle, that brings in the wine of the week. It's the Fat Bastard Golden Reserve this week. And if you missed the entire tasting, well, don't worry. You'll be able to taste for yourself this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, between 12 and 2. Or pop onto our website or our apps and pick up the Afternoon Show podcast. You'll be able to hear all about it as this little interlude goes up as a podcast shortly. Eamon, thanks again. Lovely to
thanks,
catch
Dave.
Up. And we will see you in a week's time.
Perfect. Thanks, Dave.